Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Recently, I was speaking at the California Baptist University in Riverside, California, and getting to know some of the students and hearing their hearts was so encouraging. During a Q&A section, or I should say portion of my time there, one of the students asked this question, Dwayne, what do you do during your quiet times? How do you keep yourself fresh spiritually? Well, first of all, let me say that I am not the expert on this. I'm still struggling like the rest of us just to be faithful and consistent. But I do try every morning to invest time with God. And about 2 to 3 times a week, I try to actually journal what I believe God is showing me and teaching me. I want to share with you one of the most powerful ways over the years that I have learned to connect with God on a personal basis. Before we jump into that, let me do a shameless plug for a couple of things we have coming up. First, you need to know about our coaching program. Maybe you already have heard about it, maybe you've already participated in it, but I'm so excited about the many people we've got signing up for this coaching program and all that we are learning and discovering together. We begin our next phase of our coaching program in May. This is the impact phase where we teach you how and help you to grow your group spiritually, numerically, musically. We'll touch on all those things. Go to our website at nextlevelworship.com, click on the training tab, and then click on the coaching image, and you will see how to sign up for this powerful phase of coaching. We will meet each week online, and we'll go through some incredible and powerful and effective principles that will help you to grow your group. Not only that, we will give you an encourager that will come along beside you and encourage you as you walk this journey of trying to grow your group. Also, sign up for our intensive. Apply for it. You'll have to be selected. There's a process. Not everyone that signs up gets to come because we keep it as a small, select group. But it's not about the size of your church. It's really about the size of your heart and whether God has called you to do this and put it on your heart to apply. So consider going to our website, nextlevelworship.com. Click again on the training tab and look for the Worship Leader Intensive. It's a week-long retreat in October in Louisville. Don't miss these incredible opportunities for you to grow. And as you're praying this week, please pray for us because we continue on with our 5-country training tour in Africa. We are training hundreds of pastors and worship leaders and worship teams. So please pray for us as we do this and as we share the gospel wherever we go. Well, now I want to answer for you in the same way I answer for that young man that asked me at California Baptist University, Dwayne, what do you do to keep your quiet times fresh, to keep your spiritual life fresh? Well, I discovered in college that one of the most powerful things I could ever do to help me connect on a personal level is to go through a very simple outline in my quiet time. Now, I love using devotional books. I read other people's devotionals. I enjoy that. Sometimes I'll just read from the Bible. But when I really want to dig in and get the most out of my quiet time, here's what I'll do. I'll take a piece of paper or I'll type it out on my laptop. Just be sure you turn off your notifications from Facebook and don't be distracted by social media. You got to focus on this passage before you. Come into your quiet time already knowing what you're going to study. I go through books of the Bible. Right now I'm going through Hebrews. And I meditate on that sometimes more than one day. And I'll just take a portion at a time, maybe just a paragraph. And I'll focus on that and I'll write about it. And so here's what we do. And here's what I encourage you to do. Write out the text first. And so write the word text, colon, and then write out whatever you're writing about. Whatever you're focusing on, whatever you're studying that day. It may just be a couple verses, it may be a half of a chapter. Don't do too much, but write down whatever it is you're focusing on. The second thing to write down is the theme. Make it a sentence that you believe sums up what that passage, that chapter, that paragraph, or whatever is about. Try to focus on that to sum up what you believe it's about. Now listen, if you're like me and you do it early in the morning, you may be sleepy when you approach your quiet time, but you'll begin to wake up as you begin to have to conceptualize and sum up what that passage is talking about. So just the very fact you're putting it into a sentence, a theme, then that's going to cause you to have to be alert. The third thing you write down is not only the text, not only the theme, but now you got to justify what you just said. You said you think the theme is whatever. Okay, now you got to back that up with proof. So the third thing is write this down, key verses, colon, key verses. What are the key verses? Or maybe just the key passages, maybe just the key phrases that sum up and support what it is you believe the theme is. For example, if you're reading Psalm 23, and you say, I believe the theme is the Lord is my shepherd, then you've got to find every reference and write down those references as key verses. You don't write down every verse, but you do write down those key references that support the idea that you claim that it's about the Lord is my shepherd. If that's what you believe, you got to support that. The fourth thing you do, and don't rush through this, but by now you're probably a good 10, 15 minutes in, because you're going to have to read over that passage over and over, meditate on it to really get the theme of it, and then you're going to have to support it with scriptures in that passage. So you're probably 10 to 15 minutes in your quiet time at this point. Now, ask yourself this question, write this down. What I believe God said to me. Now, it's not a definite thing. It's not an infallible statement you're about to make. You could be wrong, and you're not trying to go out there and teach everybody exactly what you believe God said to you. But this is very personal, very intimate. You're listening for the voice of God and what you believe He's saying through His written word. You don't make up stuff, but within the context of that written word, what do you sense God may be saying to you? If you believe that this passage you're reading is about the Lord as my shepherd, then how does that apply to you personally? What could He be saying to you very personally at that moment? And it could be something you've never really noticed or seen before. But again, within the context of that passage, you're not trying to make up stuff. You're trying to see what God is saying within that passage. But write it as though, here's what I do at least. I write as though God is speaking to me. I write it like this. Dwayne, so glad you could join me today for this quiet time. I've been missing you. It could be something that way. And I just get real honest with what I believe God may be saying to me. And this develops over time. And you may feel awkward writing what you think God's saying to you. And that's fine. I respect that. But the point is, God is an intimate, personal God. And He wants to speak to you through His word. So you need to take time to write down what you believe God is saying to you through that passage. That may be one or two sentences. It may be a whole paragraph. Maybe two or three paragraphs. But take the time to write what you sense God is saying. And don't ever stop. Don't quit your quiet time. You're not finished yet. You've got to do the fifth one, the fifth step. Not only do you write down the text, not only do you write down the theme and the key verses, write down what you believe God said to you, but now you've got to do one more thing. I've got to do one more thing. God won't speak to us without a response. He always expects, and there should always be a response. So here's the fifth one. What I am saying to God. It's not only what God is saying to me, but it's what am I saying back to God. So respond now to what you believe God has said to you in that passage. Be honest. I'll start with this, a statement of praise. Father, thank you so much for meeting with me today. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for reminding me you are my shepherd. Whatever He's reminded you of, thank Him for it. Praise Him for it. And then if you need to, be honest. Say, Lord, I'm sorry that I came into this quiet time not expecting anything. Maybe that was your case in that day. Well, be honest. Write it down. Lord, thank you for forgiving me and cleansing me of known sin. Now, Lord, help me today to trust you as my shepherd. Help me to follow you and listen to you. I'm just going along that line if you were, let's say, doing Psalm 23. Whatever your passage is, you can always bring a response back. An honest, open, intimate response to your Father, your Heavenly Father, your shepherd, your God. Can you tell I get excited about this stuff? I do. I love it. You can actually go onto my website. It's a journaling website. You can read what I write. The website is quiettimejournal.praisemorepowerful.com. quiettimejournal.praisemorepowerful.com. And you can see years of journaling that I've done in there. There's journaling from many different books of the Bible. But don't go by my devotional. This is about you. You get alone with your God and you get in His Word and you listen to what He wants to say to you. I hope this has helped you. I hope it's encouraged you. I don't want to make this legalistic. If you don't do it like this, it doesn't mean God can't speak. This is just a powerful way to become a student of God's Word. Approach it as a student and God will teach you through His Word. Thanks so much for joining us today for this podcast. Continue to pray for our Africa trip, and we will see you back next week.